It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics. Here we go with another PEDcast. You know, those short, educational, and hopefully entertaining podcasts about pediatric topics. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician practicing in Charlotte, North Carolina for the past 33 years. Now, you can imagine in all those years, I have witnessed a lot of events, many terrifying and tragic for the children involved. I was reminded of one of those events recently when I was reading an article about ATVs, or all-terrain vehicles. Remember, I live in the South, where ATVs and dirt bikes are popular in areas where there's a lot of open space. And believe me, around Charlotte, there's a lot of open space. Many of my patients ride these vehicles, and these ATVs, they have very powerful engines. Now, in my mind, powerful motors and children, that's a very bad mix. But more on that in just a few minutes. So here's the story that flashed back to me about ATVs that actually is a little bit humorous. Now, part of my routine during checkups is to go over some safety issues with all children of school age. You know, learn to swim, caution about diving, no flips on a trampoline, no playing with fire, explosives or guns as toys, and no riding on motorized vehicles. A number of years ago, I was counseling this one family who had two daughters and lived in a very rural area. I had no idea that their dad rode ATVs avidly, but he did. And one time, he brought his older daughter in for a checkup, and I started into my litany of cautions. The daughter interrupted me when I got to the powerful motor caution, and she told me about a story of a ride she had with her dad on their ATV, on his ATV. It was an adult ATV, and the daughter was riding on the back. She said her dad revved up the engine, and the vehicle instantly flipped, resulting in the nose of the vehicle becoming the rear and coming down upside down on top of both of them. The young girl told me that during the flip, she screamed, "Dr. Smolin told me not to ride this thing." Fortunately, the ATV flipped in an area with a little depression in the terrain, and this very heavy moving ATV didn't come down on dad and daughter with much force. They were scraped up badly, but neither sustained a serious injury. Both had helmets on, thank goodness. Well, you got to admit, dad did something right that day. So back to the issue of powerful motors and children. A no-brainer mix in my mind, but I see families who can't wait to get their little boys on dirt bikes when they're 6 years old. You can imagine, in the land of NASCAR, speed and power can be a very positive attribute for a toy, not a liability. I know these parents don't want their children to get hurt. No, I think they're just anxious for their children to enjoy the thrill of speed and power that they enjoyed. But at what risk? According to the Academy of Pediatrics article I was referring to a minute ago, 3,000 children, that's 3,000 children under the age of 16 years have been killed on ATVs since 1982, 43% of them less than 12 years old. Probably tens of thousands more have been injured during this period of time. So here's a Doxmo pearl for you parents considering the purchase of an ATV or dirt bike for your kids. A toy that can kill or cause lifelong injury simply isn't a toy at all. But if you insist on allowing your children to ride these powerful vehicles, here are some tips from the AAP that might help keep them safer. Make sure your child wears a motorcycle, not a bicycle, but a motorcycle-style helmet that fits snugly. Look for a DOT or SNELL rating on the box. Never purchase a helmet that is too big for your child so he can grow into it. Suit up your child with padded, reflective clothing and protective eyewear. And don't allow your children to ride on the street or at dusk or dawn. Those are dangerous places and times. Allow only one rider on an ATV at a time. Always supervise children on ATVs. And if you're buying an ATV, choose one with a seatbelt, roll bar, engine covers, and a speed-limiting device. That's probably the most important thing. I really think your best move is just to not buy any toy that has a powerful motor, whether it be an ATV or a go-kart or a dirt bike or any, even a scooter with a powerful motor. These things are just too dangerous for kids. Well, that's this week's installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics. If you enjoy learning pediatrics in this format, take a moment and subscribe at my blog, www.docsmo.com. If you do, I will send you an email notice of each new post, and you can decide if you're interested in that topic that week. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping that you won't be too coy about only buying your children a safe toy. Until next time, I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.